Also quite extraordinary today, and I started getting emails about this overnight, and I couldn't quite believe it, that this story, you know how you get stories on the internet, you think, well, that's got to be an urban myth. Can't possibly be right. Tessa Rackman, writing in The Australian, wrote the story, and that's when I thought, well, it's got to be some substance to this, but all of a sudden I found out it's 100% correct. Senator-elect Pauline Hanson says the tax office decision to install squat toilets at new offices in Melbourne could lead to an end of the Australian way of life. In a video uploaded to her Facebook page over the weekend, Ms. Hanson spoke for 57 seconds about the totally confusing move to include squat toilets in the Box Hill office. She said more than 20% of the ATA staff were from non-English-speaking background. If they didn't know how to use our toilets, then what the hell's going on? Her post was then shared and viewed over 225,000 times by yesterday. Now, the Australian Services Union Tax Branch Secretary Jeff Lapidos said the ATO had put up posters to explain how to use toilets on cubicle doors in Canberra after problems emerged about 3 years ago. Well, let me give you a tip. It's one thing not to learn the lingo of the country you choose to live in. But if you can't use our Brascos, we have a sizable problem. Now, to that end, I got my staff to print out a photo of the so-called squat toilet. Now, I've been to the subcontinent and I haven't used a squat toilet. I sort of spent times in hotels when I was there for the Commonwealth Games particularly, and their toilets in the hotels were the type of toilet we use here, not squat toilets. And there's no simple way of putting it because I've got a picture of a squat toilet in front of me. You stand over the top of it and relieve yourself. And then there's a hose, a bit like a bidet, one of those flash toilets where you wash yourself as opposed to wiping yourself, attached to it. I mean, has the place gone mad? Today, the minister responsible should phone someone at the ATO and say, listen, remove the squat toilet. You know, I don't care what sort of toilet you put there, but we can't have a squat toilet. If people are in this country and don't know how to use the facilities we have, we've arrived at a strange place. I still can't believe it. I still cannot believe it. But that's where we're up to, apparently. Squat toilets in the ATO. Because people, I mean, are these people checking our tax records? And they don't know how to use a toilet? I hope they've got calculators down there. If they can't figure out how to use a toilet and they require a squat toilet, how do they reconcile the various payments we make on a monthly basis? How do they do our BAS?